That's all judged. I'm not being judgmental of them. But the scriptures have already judged such things and say and says what it says about them. You know, like in Galatians chapter 5, you know, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So we cannot be the doers of such things. So if we must have those intimate relations, we need to be married. If we want to be a Christian. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know, Jesus, as he left, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will be with thee always to the end of the world. And conversation means literally, I'm just going to go very simply with you. It means behavior. What your character is. You know, what the way you... Your turn, every day, you know, the word means to turn, and it means the way you every turn of your life, you know, when you go right and when you go left, what do? How do you do it? It is your behavior, your character, your mode, your style. Let it be without covetousness. You know, covetousness, it's another form of lust, you know? Except without the physical passion. You can covet your neighbor's wife. It's not the same to lust after your neighbor's wife. It could be to say, wow, she's a great cook. I wish she was mine. You know, and then they start thinking about how they can make her his, you know? And that leads to other things. It's a doorway. Covetousness, you know? I really want that. Walk through, you see something, oh, I wish I had that. I really desire to have that. And it can lead to other things, like, I'll steal that. So the heart that continually seeks after things that are not needed is covetous. It's 'cause that's what is needful. You know, be content with such things as you have. And boy, you know, in this society, how hard is that? 'Cause they're throwing all kinds of stuff at you. Hey, what about this? Hey, what about that? Wouldn't you like this? Wouldn't you like that? You know, they want you to covet all that they have. And yeah, covet usually has this idea of to want something without justification. You know, like something that belongs to your neighbor. Right? And to want it to, you know, because it belongs to him. To take it from him. In the Old Testament, the commandments, one of the things was, thou shalt not covet. But it really has a very wide application. Because obviously, it's different from the idea of stealing. In this context here, the word literally means, it's phil arguros. Arguros. If you notice on the periodic table of the elements, I remember silver was Ag, you know, because it comes from the Greek. Phil arguros. It literally means a lover of silver without covetousness is actually one word, without love of silver. It is the love of money, right? The love of money is the root, is a root of all evil, not the root. It is a root. It's the love and the lust. This is the root of evil. So love is really the root of evil. And I don't mean that, misplaced love, I should say. Misplaced love, how about that? Or corrupted love. Lust. You know. The fondness of silver. Oh, how I love that silver. Money, you know. And the things money, it's not so much money, right? It's the things money can buy. Be content with such as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave you. You have God. Why do you need a 2,000-inch TV? Or whatever, however wide they've gotten. I know that's kind of a joke. Now, why do you need a gigantic screen, plasma screen, $1,000 thing to watch unrighteousness. Right? And then they sock away their money forever, that they may die with it, and it may be buried with them, because they love it so. So he said he will never leave us, so we can boldly say, verse 6, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. We need not fear what man will do, because God will raise us up. The worst they can do is kill us, and God has already proven he has the victory over that. Verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them which have been occupied therein. So remember them which have the rule over you. It refers to your church leadership. You know? Who have spoken to you the word of God. Remember those who have spoken to you the word of God. I think now in my life, I've had a lot of people read from the Bible. And a lot of people preach. But very few men, it's an elite club, have ever spoken to me the word of God. And what does he say about them? Remember them whose faith follow. Follow the faith you've seen in them that speak the word of God. Follow that faith. Considering the end of their conversation. You know, think about the way they run their life, their mode, their style, their behavior. What is the end but the resurrection from the dead? Righteousness in the earth. Jesus Christ, that is the end of our conversation. That's the end of everything. The beginning and the end. I am He, Jesus Christ. The same. Yesterday, today, and forever. That's in Psalm 102 it says, you know, there's a scripture that alludes to. It says, I think we quoted it, you know, they wax old as doth a garment, but thou art the same, O Lord. But, you know, in your days have no end. You know, you do not fade. He does not go away.